Ewan, I'm really worried about you, but you can finally stop holding your breath.
Okay.
And let out a sigh of relief.
Why?
Lindsay Lohan is finally returning to movies, and I know you have been waiting.
Phew.
She has signed on to a holiday-themed rom-com on Netflix about a wealthy heiress who has amnesia after a skiing accident. And I wanted to let you know right away so you can put it on your calendar.
It's done.
It's happening again. Cube Critics.
Speaking of the Disney adjacent world, I think you have a new Disney film you wanted to talk about this week, yeah?
Yes, and what a film it is. Cruella, which is the origin story of Cruella de Vil, who, of course, is the Dalmatian-hating villain of the 101 Dalmatians films. And this is really, really fun. It is the Battle of the Emmas. We have Emma Stone playing Cruella, and we have Emma Thompson playing the Baroness, who is a maven who rules the fashion scene in London in the mid-1970s, and they basically go toe-to-toe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the original 101 Dalmatians movie was animated. And then there were some live-action versions.
With Glenn Close. I watched that as a kid.
But this is another live-action film, and it is directed by Craig Gillespie, who made I, Tonya, and Lars and the Real Girl.
Both of which are great.
The Emmas together are both terrifying and hilarious. And we not only learn a lot about Cruella and why she hates Dalmatians, but also we learn a lot about her hapless henchmen. That would be Jasper and Horace, who are played really, really well by Joel Fry and Paul Walter Hauser. I haven't enjoyed a film, a comedy film like this, in so long. It is so much fun. And really, I would highly recommend Cruella. I wouldn't say it's for young kids, though. There's some pretty scary stuff in it. But I think, you know, teenagers and older are going to love it.
Excellent.
Tell us about something you saw.
I have been watching Hacks on HBO.
Well, I've been hearing good things about this.
Yeah, it's not a film. It's a series on the streaming service. It stars Jean Smart as Deborah Vance. So she plays this legendary comedian who has a residency at a major casino in Las Vegas. But after a very long reign, she is not bringing in ticket sales like she used to. And the casino owner is trying to unceremoniously boot her into an early retirement. To add salt to the wound, they're trying to replace her with pentatonics.
Ooh.
I know. And there's also this young comedy writer who lost her prestigious job because she tweeted something that went a little too far. These two are shoved together in a way that they didn't really want to be. It is funny, it's entertaining, but there are only 4 episodes out right now. It's called Hacks on HBO.
I'm gonna look for it.